Hare Krishna. Maybe a little bit louder, please. Hare Krishna. So everyone who is going to chant right now in this afternoon session of our time at Tirukkadamba, please come close. Seems like the men have disappeared. Maybe they're going to climb mountains, but not Giriraj. Prabhu, come. Come, come, come. Sometimes we are asked if these trees were actually here during the time of Srila Rupa Goswami. And I can't say for sure, but they seem very, very old. And the first time we came here, perhaps 10, 20, 40 years ago, there were many more trees, and they were just starting to leave this world. But our Rishikesh Baba has taken care of these trees, so they're growing very luxuriantly, and they are giving shelter to us. Someone may also ask whether these are desire trees. What is a desire tree? Raise your hand. What is a desire tree? Yes, someone finally raised their hand in the back. Yes.
They fulfill our desires when we beg them.
Even if we don't beg them, they fulfill the desires. Yes, thank you. So whether these are desire trees, I think they must be. So we have this is a good opportunity in these last few hours of our chanting Japa to have very focused and serious desires as we chant. Because it's impossible to be free from desires. It is the nature of every living entity to have desires. So we are unlike the impersonalists who say, give up desires. We say just the opposite. Tatra loyam api mulam ekalam. We should desire very strongly, but we should give up desires that are going to cause us difficulty. And we should accept very strongly desires that are going to lead to our true benefit. So please, start desiring right now. Just take a few moments and prayerfully think of what you would really like. And when I ask devotees this, I say, don't desire a new bicycle. You can do better than that. But really, make a real desire. And desires, this is the begging of the mantra. O Lord, O energy of the Lord, O Krishna, O Srimati Radharani, please allow me to serve you. Please accept me as your servant. So take a few moments to focus your desire. When we first came this morning, Rishikesh Baba, who is a very strong person, he started telling that there were some yatris here, and he said, take darshan and go. Very strong. And I said, why? And he said, because after they take darshan, they just take photos of themselves. So this isn't the proper use of the mercy of Srila Rupa Goswami. So we want some mercy from Srila Rupa Goswami. We want some mercy from these amazing dila trees. So be very brave in your desiring. See, the Rupa Goswami wrote so many prayers poems and prayers while he was here. Very, very deep. And many of them, especially the ones about Sri Chaitanya, were remembering his time with Mahaprabhu that's described in the first chapter of Antilila of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And they are remembering Mahaprabhu because Mahaprabhu had left this world. But he did not leave the mind of Rupa Goswami, so rather he always stayed with Mahaprabhu through a mood of viraha bhava or separation. So I'll read just a few of his prayers remembering Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chants the Hare Krishna mantra in a loud voice, the holy name dancing on his tongue as he counts the number of recitations with his effulgent hands. His eyes are large, and his long arms, which are bending as he performs his pastimes, reach down to his knees. Will he again become visible before the path of my eyes? He's feeling separation and again wants to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the topmost of all devotees. Sometimes, while walking on the beach, he would see a beautiful garden nearby and mistake it for the forests of Vrindavan. He would thus be completely overwhelmed by ecstatic love of Krishna, and he would begin to chant the holy names. He would begin to dance. His tongue moved without stopping as he chanted Krishna, 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 continuously. Mahaprabhu was feeling separation from Krishna, and Srila Rupa Goswami was feeling separation from Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced down the main road in great ecstasy before Lord Chaitanya, the master of, before Lord Jagannath, the master of Nilachala, who was sitting on his cart. Overwhelmed by the transcendental bliss of dancing and surrounded by the Vaishnavas who sang the holy names, Mahaprabhu manifested waves of ecstatic love of Godhead. His hairs would stand on end, he would faint, tears would rush from his eyes like two Gangas, two rivers. Will he again become visible before the path of my eyes? And the last verse we'll read. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became joyful during the chanting of the holy names, and he sprinkled the earth with a shower of his tears. All the hairs of his body standing on end appeared like the beautiful filaments of fresh kadamba blossoms, and his body glistened with perspiration. Will he again become visible before the path of my eyes? So let us now focus our minds and truly make use of the valuable gift of being able to chant Krishna's holy names in this under the desire trees, pilu trees, in the bhajan kutir of Srila Rupa Goswami in the forest of Nandagaon. So, make your prayer, and take shelter, and try your best, and begin as soon as you're ready.